There is no America without migrants, says Democrat Attorney General. By Warner Todd Houston on March 5, 2025. America would not exist without migrants. Connecticut Democrat Attorney General William Tong told his political allies this week. Speaking on Tuesday to the immigration community meeting sponsored by Latinos for Educational Advocacy and Diversity held at Castle Church in Norridge, Connecticut, A.G. Tong renewed his pledge that Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont's administration will continue to protect, honor and respect our immigrants and immigrant families, the Norridge Bulletin reported. He also insisted that so-called birthright citizenship must be protected. Birthright citizenship has increasingly come under fire for lending automatic citizenship to birth tourists. Women who come pregnant from other countries just to bear their child on U.S. soil in order to be eligible for U.S. welfare and other benefits. Indeed, Tong's office was one of several deep blue states that filed lawfare suits against the Trump administration for the president's moves to end birthright citizenship. Tong also lamented that illegals often had little recourse against federal immigration laws because the federal government has broad and strong authority over immigration. He added that, the hard truth is that people who don't have legal status are exposed. And there's only so much people can do about it. The Connecticut AG is certainly not the only Democrat official to place illegal aliens on the same level as Americans. During the Spanish rebuttal to President Donald Trump's March 4 address to Congress, for instance, Democrat New York Representative Adriano Espaillat called migrants my people and blasted Trump for his deportation policy. The Democrat Party's obsession about protecting illegals was also voiced strongly by hard-left filmmaker Michael Moore, who hyperbolically exclaimed that Trump's moves to deport tens of thousands of illegal aliens could be casting out people who could cure cancer or stop an asteroid from destroying the Earth. This despite the fact that a large number of illegal aliens are uneducated and have few skills. One review of the education levels of migrants found that nearly 50% have not graduated high school. The study also found that nearly 30% have less than a ninth grade education. Indeed, nearly 60% of households headed by an illegal alien are on welfare or government assistance of some type. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, x @WT Houston, or Truth Social at @WarnerToddHouston.